this. It's mad already.
It's mad already.
Already it's mad.
Cutting it off at the Zydeco.
Oh man. Speaking of mad, you guys got to tune in Thursdays for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Yes.
Every Thursday at 8:15 p.m. right here on the East, 5:15 on the West. Now, let me rewind a little bit. Rewind to last night with Jasmine Vegas.
Okay.
The jazzy one.
Yes.
Well, you know, she compiled the list, and it was acid jazz.
Oh, yes! Oh night. My God, that was
That was good. Look, that was, she turned me on some music I hadn't heard before.
Well, she's also responsible for making Account Basic a fan out of me.
So. Me too.
Oh, okay. And you like the Us Three?
Oh yes.
Yeah. And was there any Guru played? Did she play any Guru?
Well, let me see. Let me.
That's that same genre, subgenre.
Let's see.
You guys had a good discussion. Subgenres, yeah.
And she had. Is it U3, or is it US3?
US3.
US3 was show.
I heard it both ways.
And let's see, who was this also?
Oh yeah, Cantaloupe.
Yes. Jill, is it Presencer? P R E S E N C E R.
Presencer.
Mm-hmm. Presencer, okay. Corduroy.
Oh God, see that was it for me.
Black Jazz Chronicles. Okay. Fred Wesley, Boosley Collins, Smooth Move by Wesley, Fred Wesley, mm-hmm. Funky Junkie, Isaac Hayes, mm-hmm. Crystal Waters.
You remember that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I absolutely. Didn't mm-hmm. we play that once before?
Not with us.
I know I've played it before.
Oh, maybe the girl. The Stan Getz version on something. Yeah, the girl from Ipanema.
Okay, yeah. The boy from Ipanema, I've heard that also. Mm-hmm. Brand New Heavies, that's a great group. Omar, I hear, Saint Germain here? So Flute. But Jazz said that was someone else. But
Brand New Heavies, she just texted me.
Yeah.
It was Brand, now the Brand New Heavies was bad.
Oh, yes, it was.
Emile LaRue. Is that the lead singer's name? Jazz. I think that's her name. Emile LaRue.
I don't know. We'll have to look that
great
up.
Great singer.
I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Count Basie. Yep, I did enjoy Count Basie. Oh, that was great stuff. That was really good last night. And that's Sunday Night Gold with yours truly, WB and the Jazz One. Now, we get started at 9 o'clock here on the East Coast, but it's still early on the West at 6 p.m. and 8 Central and 7 Mountain Time. So you want to check that out. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
I have the professor on my left, and he's going to tell you what the night is all about.
Get into your fashionista mode. Get into your fashionista mode. Feel cosmopolitan and chic.
Yes,
because
yes.
That's
yes.
what it's about tonight. Chic. And not only chic, with the foundation of course, the irrepressible Nile Rodgers, one of the greatest bassists in the history of human history, Bernard Edwards and Tony Thompson. But several other artists that we will play that Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers solo have written for and produced. And I mean, when you hear them separately, you know, you just thought, oh, what a great song. Then when you put them under the chic umbrella, it hits you in between the eyes. Oh, wow. Yeah, that is the chic sound. And I tell you, I mean, the things that these gentlemen have done in late 20th century popular music is astonishing. And as producers, they are so underrated.
Oh, wow. You can say that again. Mm. Now, they're still performing, aren't they?
Yes, under Nile Rodgers and chic. That's what they are, build as. So now Rodgers left as the only original member.
Okay.
But hey, holds it down.
Well, let's do it.
All
let's
right.
get to it right now. Be right back. That's right. Dance, dance, dance.
With the disclaimer that the WBNI are not responsible for any broken furniture, broken bones, or any additions to your family.
That's right. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Yowza.
with you.
All right. Hey, we're back. Monday Night Madness right here on The Buzz. And you, if you're just tuning in, you probably guessed we were going to feature Chic tonight.
Mm.
And Professor, you mentioned something earlier about them, not only the greatness in the music, but also their producers.
Absolutely. Yes. 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 Nile Rodgers, Bernard Edwards, they met in 1970 in New York City. They were session musicians and they were the type of musicians. They were so versatile. They were so good. They could play anything. So they started a rock band. Okay. In the early 70s. Now this was a time when, you know, remember the Barclays, were doing hard rock. They had that one album called Black Rock. We played it,
we did.
One or two times. I don't know. They played a lot of gigs in New York City. The name first of their rock band was called The Boys. Then they changed it to the Big Apple Band. And, but they could not get a record, contract.
Deal. Right.
So, yeah, but it was through the association of Walter Murphy. And do you know who Walter Murphy is?
No, I don't.
Remember Saturday Night Fever?
Yes, I do.
A Fifth of Beethoven?
Yes. Oh.
Da-dum-da-dum.
Okay.
Well, their band joined forces with Walter Murphy, and that just took them off. Walter Murphy, well, Saturday Night Fever.
Of course.
Okay, so he just went his way, and Nile Rodgers changed the concept of the band and the name to Chic. He had the idea of, yes, music, play music, reflect the new changing pulse of New York City. Because you see, this was a time, WB, that everybody wanted to know how to dance. Everybody was craving nightlife. And of course, as you know, New York Magazine wrote a news story, which we find out many years later was fabricated, but there was an article in New York Magazine called Tribal Rites of a Saturday Night, in which you have these Greek and Italian Americans in the borough of Brooklyn who had dead-end jobs, maybe a high school education, some of them dropped out, and they worked these dead-end jobs because they got paid weekly. They would work these long hours all week. Mm-hmm. Then they get this money. Then they go to the disco and they blow it, sometimes in one night or the entire weekend. Well, Robert Stigwood, he reads this article and decides to make a movie out of it. And the rest is history. But you see, that was sort of the pulse of what was going on. So he hears what's going on, the orchestral mixed with the R&B, the four on the floor bass drum beat, which is the basis for disco, play this music, but have a fashion component and make the fashion just as important as the music.
Amazing. Amazing. You heard it right here on the Studio W The Buzz. Hey, guys, leave your comments with us. I'll be glad to take those. You can. The fastest way to get your comments read is to text me at 909-910-0265. Again, that's 909-910-0265.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I promised Jazz I have to announce some things. I mentioned Emile LaRue earlier. Okay. I want to make this, clear. Emile LaRue, is from the group Groove Theory. Okay. That's who she was the lead singer of. Okay. The lead singer for the Brand New Heavies that she played was India Davenport. India Davenport.
Good information. Yeah, hey, I want to say give a shout out to 7-Up out there. She's out there. Tone Loke, hey, bud.
Tone Loke!
Tone Loke is listening. Oh, Beverly Haynes. That's right. Beverly Haynes and my great friend out there in Longview, Texas, Kim Rogers. Hey, how you doing? All right. Thank you so much for listening in. Share with a friend.
Down to Texas?
Yes, yes. Sir. Oh, hey, Beverly, also make sure that Tammy's listening, all right? Tammy is Beverly's daughter who listens to this show often as well. Listen to the station. So we appreciate everyone that listens to it. It means everything to us. Thank you.
All right.
Everybody dance. Clap your hands, clap your hands. Chic. Oh boy, we've got a lineup tonight.
Now you picked up the vocals in that number.
Oh, absolutely.
Who was it?
I have no idea who it was. Until you stop asking me questions.
Okay. Mr. Luther Vandross.
No, I did not know that. I knew that. I did know that Luther used to do background, but I had no idea that he did background for them.
And for Dance, Dance, Dance. Yes. So, you know.
Who was the female?
Norma Jean Wright.
Okay.
Norma Jean Wright, who is still active to this day, the original female, lead, vocalist of, Chic.
Amazing. Yes, but I had no idea that Luther backed these cats up. And I had no idea.
You know, Chic is in that clique as well. You know, when we did Luther a couple months ago, we talked about this clique, this sort of royal court clique of R&B. Luther, Aretha, Sissy, Dion.
Yes.
Whitney.
Oh, of course.
All up in there. But they want to, you know, Chic is like a B tier on that, clique.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Now let's talk about a few of the disco bands back in that era. And mm-hmm. I'm looking at a list of disco bands, and some I wouldn't have guessed that I would put them in that genre. Mm-hmm. KC and the Sunshine Band. Oh, yep, yeah. Of course. Bee Gees, yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes. Chic, obviously. The Tramps. Village People.
Of course.
Okay, Sister Sledge?
Yeah, man. And Sister Sledge is...
Connected to...
You got it.
Okay. Taste of Honey. Shalimar.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on Taste of Honey. Okay. Yeah, and Shalimar West Coast. Yeah.
Okay.
Dick Griffey and Solar Records.
Okay. ABBA. The Pointer Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Cool in the Gang. 3 Degrees. The Hughes Corporation?
Dude, you got it.
Oh my God, Tavares?
Wait a minute. You wouldn't consider?
I wouldn't have put them in, okay, Tavares. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't have put them in the disco area.
Just R&B.
R&B, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Cool in the Gang, I would have put them, I could see that being.
So Mikasa.
Yeah, okay.
As an early, yeah.
The Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it gets a little blurry right there.
Yeah. You know, the Destiny album. Whoever put that list together, they were probably thinking Shake Your Body.
Okay. What about Ashford and Simpson?
Oh, goodness. You found a cure?
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Oh, and Bougie.
Okay. All right.
Me talking.
Okay. Now, but what I'm saying is, okay, when you talk about disco groups, okay, you wouldn't, now maybe they have, or some of these artists have put out some songs that could go into the disco genre, but would you actually call them?
No.
That's my point.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was my point.
And it's up to certain folks. Certain folks believe that just because they did one or two numbers, they should be a disco, classified as a disco act, but no, not necessarily.
Right.
Let us not forget the Rolling Stones did a disco song. Ethel Merman did an entire disco album.
Mm.
Remember that? Oh God.
Oh my goodness.
Happy Days Are Here Again with the Drum Machine. Do you remember that?
Oh yes, I do. Something else. If I find this intriguing.
Yes.
Okay, the Gap Band.
I don't know what.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Boogie Wonderland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, the Rolls Royce.
Oh. Car Wash, they probably think of.
Yeah, okay. See, what I'm saying is,
Yeah.
Some of these groups are more disco. We're more disco than others, and like you said, I wouldn't call them disco artists.
No.
Or put them in that genre, just because they put out a few cuts that.
Right.
The T Connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's so many, Commodores, The Spinners, Fatback Band, MFSB, maybe.
And you see also a lot of these, those acts, discotheques played them.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Man. Excellent, excellent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you get it here on Studio W. Hey, let us know if you like the show. Yeah, just send me a text, 909-910-0265. Also, to our avid listeners out there, go to the website. Now, in the United States, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com, or United States or abroad. You can just type in, go to Google and type in Studio W.buzz.
All right.
Simple. Anywhere around the globe. You can also find us on Apple. Just go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.w. Android, go to your Play Store and simply type in Studio space W. Available on Alexa, Google Play, and Apple CarPlay. Got more music coming for you. Man, we've only gotten through the first two songs already. Amazing. Okay, let me shut up.
If you think it's this hot, can I give a teaser for next week?
Yes, please.
Just three names. William Smokey Robinson.
Oh boy.
And that is 2 weeks.
Hey, look here. Today's date is what? April 17th?
17th. I ain't gonna say anymore.
Okay, on the 24th, folks, put it on your calendar. You don't want anymore to miss it. Oh, the professor, when he says, I ain't saying nothing else, that means he has something up his sleeve. Okay, all right. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. This is Monday Night Madness.
Thank you.
Get by. You can get by if you try. Chic. Oh, that's right. Hey, we're talking about Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards.
Who was on lead vocals? Bass and lead vocals on that number.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you don't hear him on a lot of songs leading.
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Now, these cats, they formed in New York. Is that correct?
That's right.
Is that correct? Now, they have, they're classified in several different genres. Disco, funk, rock, soul music, rhythm and blues, jazz, dance music, R&B, soul, reggae.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay. I would love to hear that. I can't think of a chic song that has that reggae vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to figure that out.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Hopefully
interesting.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully tonight. Okay, well, you're the professor. Okay. And you've got
I think it's in the rhythm. Okay, hold up. Do you want the story to this before or after this one?
You pick.
Okay, I'm going to be as brief about this as I can. Now, Planet Earth, you heard those first few notes. Okay, we talked about disco and the vibe and the pulse of New York City as to how she came together. Well, in 1978, there was a club that opened in New York City, and it was the ground headquarters of disco, and of course it was entitled Studio 54. Okay, pardon me, forgive me, it was actually 1977. In fact, 10 days from tonight it will be 46 years. Yes, 46 years since that club opened. Well, Nile Rodgers receives a telephone call from none other than Grace Jones. And Grace Jones was having a party at Studio 54. And Nile Rodgers always remembers the telephone call and her accent. And she said to him, "Hello, Nile, darling. I am having this party at Studio 54, and I would like for you and Bernard to come." So he said, and just tell the doorman, and the doorman will get me, and I will say okay. So they went. Now, remember, those of you who do remember, it was hard to get in, but when you got in, it was Nirvana. And you did not want to leave. Mm. It was difficult to get in. The doormen would judge you if they did not like the way you look. And I'm not talking dress wise. If they just did not like your DNA, just the way your eyebrows and your nose look, you were not coming in. And then there was name value and all of that. Chic had one album out by this time. So they got up to the front of the door and they said that they were with Grace Jones' Party. And the doorman looked at them and said, no, you're not. No, you're not coming in. He said, you can get Grace. Somebody went in, tried to find her. Of course, the place is filled to the brim. Right. Bianca, Mick, all those people, Michael, Stephanie Mills, they were in there. And they said, no, no, Grace, you can find Grace. She's not in there. And they were like telling the doorman, we were invited. And the doorman said no and then threatened to get the bodyguard and throw him off. So then they had the idea to go around the back. All right. And see if somebody, if they could slip into the back. Then the bodyguard came and it was just a big mess. So then Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, they did this little, dance and they said, aw, F off. F off. Of course, we understand that they did not say F. Okay. So they were bummed out. They didn't know what to do. They decided to go back to Niall's apartment. Uh-huh. And they took out their instruments and they were jamming. And then they kept, Niall got this dunk, 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 dunk. Then they kept singing, F off, dunk, 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 F. And they were jamming for a long time. Then they stopped and then Niall looked at Bernard and said, you know, we can't put this out like that. So Bernard came up with the idea, well, let's say freak, freak out. Uh-huh. Then Niall came up with lay freak, say chic. And then boom. And that comes, from, that comes from the album, Say Chic. Okay, that was the name of the album, Say Chic, which brought huge promotion. And I don't know if you remember the television commercial for that album in the winter of 1978. But boy, it was pumping, man. And that was, up until Good Times, that was the anthem.
Hey, look. It's a good thing that they got kicked out of the party.
It's a good thing. Oh, and then afterwards, not only did Nile Rodgers not have any problem getting back into Studio 54 with the release of that song, later on, I will tell you what he did at Studio 54.
All right, can't wait to hear it. Be right back after this. Monday Night Madness. I'm yours truly, WB, along with the professor, Mr. Elroy Boyd III. That's the one. Right here, Professor. Right here. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, we had to, I want to stop because you said you had a story, you want to tell us what he did after. Now, I just want to say, that's one way, one hell of a way of changing your, turning your disappointment and anger into profit.
Yes.
Ooh, there's a lesson there somewhere, huh?
Profit, yeah, and even. Perks.
Yes.
Get even, and he also edified the club. Come on down to 54.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you hear the bass line. Ooh, oh, that bass line. Now you remember that song.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire song, but that bass line, mm-hmm. that's unforgettable too. Mm-hmm. Right? The bass.
I know.
Then you hear the rhythm guitar in there. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Just beautiful. That's one of my favorite numbers, La Freak.
And you notice how the song was building into mm-hmm. a crescendo. There were layers added to.
And only three string players. Just three. I don't know. Now, I don't know the instruments, but they're only.
Violin, I would guess.
Maybe, and also maybe viola.
It could be.
The Chic Strings, Marianne Carroll, Cheryl Hung, and Carol, Milner. And, with Gene Orloff as the concert master. And I can't, I don't know what they were, man. Right. But just to get, but I'm saying just only three musicians to get that sound.
Right.
Incredible.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And how they blend it all together. Mm-hmm. The bass guitar, you know, the mm-hmm. rhythm guitar. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got the strings there.
Mm-hmm.
God. Outstanding.
They know how to produce.
Oh, yes. they know how to party. Okay. And you want to share with us.
Okay.
Okay. Before I go. Okay. Okay.
If you have any youngsters, make sure that they're doing something else out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
Nile Rodgers was heavily in the disco lifestyle, the New York disco lifestyle of the late 1970s. Mm-hmm. And it would make sense in order to make music such as the music that he made that we're playing this evening. There was a drug of choice in the 70s, in the late 70s, and especially in New York City. There was a drug of choice. I will just say that drug, it was white. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Studio 54 in that, it was synonymous. I mean, the club's logo was a half moon with a face on the half moon with a spoon given to the moon with the substance of choice on the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Nile Rodgers, very talented, accomplished. Music is him. He is music. But Nile Rodgers was also in the life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nile Rodgers is not an innocent, well, I say was because he was younger, was not an innocent young man.
Mm-hmm.
He could be found in Studio 54 in the ladies' bathroom. And the ladies knew he was in there. And guess what? Ambivalence.
Mm.
Just ambivalence. Because he would be in a stall and he would have the substance of choice
mm-hmm.
and would make an extra profit from it. So there was ambivalence from the ladies because there were business transactions.
He's hustling in the ladies' bathroom.
Yep.
Okay.
And it was just no big thing. You know, it's not, it's not like when we were in college. You know, when, the maintenance man would come to the girls', dorm on the floor and all the ladies would say, man on the floor, man on the floor.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that.
Mm-mm, no. Oh, you think? How much?
Okay. Well, he had to make ends meet, I guess.
The 1970s.
Oh boy. This one. We hadn't played that.
We haven't. And to get that sound, you had to live that life. And you probably had to get your hands dirty.
Yeah. And in New York also?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Trouble, man! I want your love. sits all alone in my bed at night. I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do?
this sheet. I want your love. Mm. Oh, absolutely. And that's one of my favorites.
Yes.
One of my favorites, yes.
Mine
also,
too.
In that one, you heard the strings in the background, mm-hmm. but you also heard the horns. I heard at least two trumpets and one at least a trombone in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could hear the brass in there. So these cats, they incorporated a lot of different instruments.
Absolutely.
To get the sound that they wanted.
Oh,
and the fusion between them bringing on like that orchestral.
Yes.
Flavor to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, along with the, that, oh my God. And mm-hmm. you're right about that bass. Good gracious, man.
As you.
Oh.
You brought up the bass and you're right about that. But, I want your love again. The same three ladies, same three string instruments. Ugh.
Oh boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy, boy. And how many female vocalists were there? I heard more than one, I believe.
We have, okay. So you have, Alpha Anderson, lead vocal. She was not on that particular, cut, but you also had Diva Gray
mm-hmm.
on lead vocals. And pretty much that was, you know, wait a minute for I Want Your Love. No, I take that back. Alpha Anderson on, I Want Your Love. And in fact, that was her. So that was her double tracked.
Whoa.
On that. So,
okay.
There you go. Okay. David Lasley, the great David Lasley, God rest him, who has, sang backup for Luther and James Taylor. He's on there and Luther is, on there as well. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, I believe my boy, my main man, Mad Mike, he's listening in.
Oh, Mad Mike. Hey.
Now, I believe, okay, Mad, hey, check me out. Or correct me if I'm wrong. I believe this coming Thursday night at 8:15 p.m. on the East Coast. They're mixed a little early on the West, 5:15 on the West. Let's see, 7:15 Central and 6:15 Mountain Time. The theme this week
is
songs with no words.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to enjoy that.
It's going to be great. And so we were talking a little bit last night about the, he said, Mike suggested this, and I said, okay, let's do it. I said, when you want to do it? He said, hey, when you want to do it? I said, let's do it Thursday. Let's do it now while it's fresh.
May I ask the artist?
We don't have.
Not sure much, yet?
That's okay. Oh, no, I already know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've got.
You don't want to.
No, I have no problems with that.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Oh my goodness. I've got some Rick Braun.
Okay.
Let's see. Rick Braun. Let's see. Peter White.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Richard Elliott.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Let's see. Okay, Paul Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Now, Paul Taylor, no, we don't want to. No words, so I'm going to have to stretch Paul on this one. Okay. But then I have Cindy Bradley. Jeanette Harris.
Okay.
Okay, Jeanette Harris. She, oh my God!
I'm
just
gonna get
amazing, amazing saxophone player.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
She is outstanding.
Interesting.
Yes,
Jeanette
Cindy Bradley.
Harris.
She plays the trumpet. Let's see. Oh, Mr. Magic. I don't believe in.
Hey.
That's Peter White there as well. Got some Boney James, Walter Beasley. Use groove.
Ooh.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
I got you, man. I got you.
All right. Don't ask me but twice. Okay. Chuck Loeb. Oh my goodness.
Of course. You're.
So Wayman Tisdale.
Your fellas, man. The smooth jazz crew. I dig it. I love it. Let's get down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what Mike is going to come up with?
Okay.
Because keep in mind, there's songs with no words.
Songs
doesn't necessarily have to be jazz.
No.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
But that's a uniqueness thing, a unique part about our program
mm-hmm.
is because we play different genres, various genres, most nights, several in the 2 hour or 3 hour period that we have.
Very nice.
You can hear anything classical, country.
That's it.
Maybe even some gospel, R&B, soul, blues, jazz, neo soul.
Mm.
You name it. Oh, you know what I like to do, Professor?
Mm.
I'd like to get together a really good salsa list, a salsa.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. I'm throwing hints at you, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it.
You think I can?
I know you can. You're the professor.
Okay, okay. Oh, and since you mentioned Neo Soul, last week when we did the Neo Soul show.
Oh, yes.
Which was nice, which was a good show. I noticed you liked the Moon Child. That we did. How about maybe in the future we can devote an entire show to Moonchild?
I don't see why we can't.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Let me check with the CEO.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He said okay.
Yeah.
Be right back after this. All right.